Quick little heads up on today's episode. It is a training that I did on YouTube where I walk through the five keys to high performance using my team's framework. So if you want to check out the slides and everything, go to YouTube, type in my name, Mario Minner, and check out the training. So with that, let's get into it. In today's video, I'm going to give you a high performance framework that you can implement today and this week as a professional to reach your goals faster in less time and feel unstoppable through the process. I'm going to give you the five keys that will help you become more productive on a daily and a weekly basis. It's going to help you generate the energy and develop the mindset to overcome any adversity that comes your way, and really just translate your potential into performance and ultimately help you find your edge. So I'm going to give you a ton of value in this training. And so make sure that you stick around to the end where I'll give you two different paths once you've absorbed all of the information that we have talked about. But first, I just want to challenge you and make you realize that the only way that you are going to be successful in your competitive, stressful career is if you adopt the mindset and the training approach of professional athletes, and not just any type of athlete, endurance athletes. These are the type of athletes that have the energy, they have the mindset, they have the resilience to succeed consistently over the long term. And that's ultimately what you want in your career, is not just be good for a day or for a week or for a month, but for decades. And that's where the biggest impact can be made. And so really, like, you need to become what I call a corporate endurance athlete. And this is where you adopt the mentality, the training, the habits, the system of endurance athletes, and you channel that into your career, into your life, and into your lifestyle. And this is really one of the first approaches out there that really takes that approach and combines it into your professional career. And I'm really excited for you to hear these principles. So with that, let's get into it. These are the five keys to high performance. And the first thing that I want to call out directly is, who is this for? So this isn't for everybody. This is for somebody who is a competitive male in a stressful job where your performance is a daily requirement. So careers like professional trading, financial advisors, sales, entrepreneurship. If you're in these types of competitive environments, you understand that you need to show up and you need to perform on a daily basis, because your effort on a daily basis correlates with the results that you're getting. And because you're in these competitive environments, you're under more pressure than most people. This isn't a career or a job where you can just take a day off or take it easily. This is something where you really need to show up and perform on a daily basis. Now, a lot of people that are drawn to this type of approach and this framework are former athletes. Either you grew up as an athlete, you played sports in high school, multiple sports, maybe you were a college athlete and you're still, you know, active, but you are wired and you think like an athlete. This is going to be for you. This is for somebody who wants to get to that next level and be seen as a high performer. And you're the type of person that you want help optimizing your mindset, your habits, and your systems, but you're also just willing to put the work in. If you can kind of check these boxes, this is definitely for you. But I want to be honest, because this isn't for everybody. So this is not for somebody who just wants to be mediocre. This is not for somebody who's not willing to take action or make changes, and somebody who's just not interested in adopting a training mentality and the systems that come with that. So with that out of the way, you're probably wondering, like, who am I? Well, my name is Mario Minert, and I have a background as an endurance athlete and an ultra endurance athlete. And it all started about 10 years ago when I got challenged in my first sprint triathlon. Since then, I have worked my way up to some of the most challenging endurance events in the entire world. I've done 7 full and half Ironmans combined. I've gotten into ultra marathons where I've done 50Ks, 50 milers, and 100 milers. I've completed the 29029 Everesting Challenge, which is where You climb the equivalent of Mount Everest within 36 hours. And I was also one of the Ultraman Florida finishers in 2023. There were 34 athletes from 17 different countries. I was one of them. It is a 3-day, 321-mile ultra triathlon. And through competing in endurance events and becoming an endurance athlete, I have adopted the mentality of an endurance athlete. I've adopted the habits and the systems that I have been able to apply to my career. Previously, I worked for 10 years in an ed tech startup. So I was thrown into the world of entrepreneurship and I became the product lead at our company, was a member of the leadership team my entire time that I was here, that I was there. And I've adopted the entrepreneurial and endurance aspects and really just combined those into an approach that anybody can adopt. I've also recently gotten certified as a mental performance coach under Brian Kane, who is one of the top mental performance coaches in the entire world. He works with Major League Baseball athletes. He works with UFC fighters. He works with some of the top champions in professional sports all around the world. I have an elite life coach certification, and I have a top 5% podcast out of the 3 million podcasts in the entire directory. And I'm also married, got two little girls. So I really believe in high performance as being consistently good over a long period of time in the different buckets that matter. And that is 100% my case and my belief. But you might be wondering, like, well, why am I doing this? Why am I putting together this training and putting it out there? And it's really just that coaching to me is in my blood. And I view that coaching as a calling. I really believe that I am meant to bring together these different strengths and passions and skills of mine to help other people become their best in their respective fields. That's what I love. That's what I'm obsessed with. And that's what I'm here to do, is to ultimately transform your potential into performance. And that's really why I'm doing it. And so with that, let's get into the five specific keys to high performance. And to really kind of kick this off, I want to ask you a question. When you are at your absolute best, what is firing on all cylinders? So when you're at your absolute best, what is firing on all cylinders? And I love asking this question to my clients and athletes when I get started working with them early in the process, because I think we all have had a time when we just feel like we've been unstoppable and been operating at our best. So when you've been at your best, what are the things that are really working for you? I think that when you have been operating at your best, it typically comes down to these five keys. And the first one is time. This is where you have completely mastered your time and you're feeling 100% in control of time. It's almost like you're so locked into the moment that time just flows. You're in this flow state. And so when it comes to time, maybe where you've been or where you're at right now is you're at this point where you're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're waking up in the morning a little bit later than you want to, and you're feeling behind as you start your day. Maybe you wish that you had more time in the day. Maybe as you think about it over the past couple of weeks, you've been wasting a lot of your time. You just haven't been as efficient as you would like. And then when it comes to after work with your competitive, stressful job, sometimes you weren't as efficient, you're feeling bad about yourself, and then you are just spending way too much time on your phone after work. This is what it looks like to not be in control of your time and not be mastering it. But what does it look like on the other side? This is what you need to do to master your time. And these are the things that I have done personally and worked with my clients on. The first thing to master your time is to get clarity on your long-term vision, because where you want to be is you want to have a crystal clear picture of what does success look like for you in the long term. And so the best way you can do this is by getting super clear on where do you want to be in 10 years from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to bed. What do you want your life to look like? And by doing this one exercise, this is going to put you in the top 1%. Because if you were to go around and ask people around you, where do they want to be in 10 years? I guarantee you that most people wouldn't have a good answer to that. So by you knowing exactly where you want to go in the long term, it's going to help give you clarity to where you know how to spend your time. And once you have clarity on the long-term picture, what we want to do is we want to reverse engineer from that and figure out, what do you want your life to look like 6 months from now? And once you have clarity on what you want your life to look like 6 months from now, that's where you can start to bring that clarity into your every single week. And this is where you need to adopt what is called a training plan. So endurance athletes, when you sign up for a marathon, an ultra marathon, or a triathlon, you sign up, you have a specific date on the calendar when you're doing it, and then there's a training plan. It tells you what to do every single day, every single week, every single month until you get to that goal. What you need to do is you need to bring that exact same mentality and that same approach to your profession, to your career, to your life every single week. And so what that looks like is Sunday night, start to map out, what do you want your week to look like, and really get clear on that. This also shouldn't just be the time that you're trading or making calls or doing outreach as an entrepreneur. You need to schedule those off days. You need to schedule rest and family time. And by doing this, it's going to help you eliminate distractions and procrastination. And if you do these five things, you are going to master time. And so that's the first part of the first key to this team's framework. And the second part is your energy. And I feel like these things are very closely correlated, because when you know where you're going, when you know in the long term where you want to go, when you know like where you're going on a weekly basis, and you know how you're spending time, that's going to give you clarity. And when you know what to do, you're able to show up with more energy. But energy is something that you need to be intentional about on a daily and a weekly basis. So right now, maybe if you're watching this or you're reflecting on the past 30, 60, 90 days, maybe 6 months, you might be feeling sluggish when it comes to your energy. You might not have as much energy as you used to have. You're probably not as consistent, and you don't really have a sense of purpose in your training or in your exercise. And this is probably even affecting things like you're not getting high quality sleep consistently. You might not be eating the right foods, but you know, if you had more energy, you would be performing even better at work. That's where you're at. But again, what does it look like on the other side? On the other side, what you want to do is you want to start to master your energy for long lasting success, because your career is stressful. And the main thing that can help you combat that is having more energy than the people around you. And so how do you do that? What you need to do is you need to train and exercise like an athlete again. I really encourage people to sign up for a challenge that can give them a sense of purpose and kind of force them to actually work out and train again. You need to know exactly when you're going to work out, at what time, and you need to follow through on it. And you know, it's not just about training, it's really about optimizing your routines, the way that you start your day and the way that you end your day. So one of the first things that I would look at is like, what does your morning routine look like? And does it energize you? If it doesn't, start to look at what are some things that you can do in the morning to energize you and put you in the right mindset prior to stepping onto the platform at work. Another thing that really is underrated is creating an evening routine that gives you high quality sleep. Most people focus so much energy and attention on their morning routine, they don't think about their evening routine. An evening routine is a separator for success for you as a performer. And it's one of the most important things that you can focus on. And once you've got those things dialed in, you really want to look at your stress levels. What are the things that are giving you stress? What are the emotions that keep coming up? And how can you put active habits in place to help you overcome those? How can you build emotional resilience? And that's going to be a huge thing for you. Another thing is to just really try and eliminate the foods and habits that negatively impact your energy. So much of the time we think about, what are the things that I need to start doing, rather than looking at, what are the things that I need to stop doing? So again, if you do these five things over the next week, over the next month when it comes to your energy, I guarantee that you are going to become more energized by the end of it. So we're rolling through these pretty quickly, but the team's framework. So far, we've talked about time. We've talked about energy. The third key is action. All of this work that you're doing is going to be meaningless unless you translate it to action. And this is where you're consistently taking action on the habits that matter most. The key word here is consistently, because you are probably, if you're at this starting point, you probably are taking certain actions, but you're probably not as consistent as you'd like to be with certain activities at work, with your sleep, or with exercise. And the approach to have here is, if you are really going to be successful over the long term, it's going to come down to your consistent actions on a daily basis. Consistency is not sexy, but is the essential trait that all the world-class elite endurance athletes have. And it's also what all the top performers have in every career. And so right now, you might not be as consistent as you'd like to be with those activities at work. You might not be seeing the results that you want at work this year. Maybe you're having a down year. Maybe you're behind on your sales target. Maybe you're down on your P&L if you're a trader. And a lot of this is coming down to not doing the right actions. Maybe you've started to make changes in the past, but you haven't maintained them over time. Maybe you're listening to all of these different podcasts and audiobooks and courses, but you haven't translated everything that you're learning into action yet. And maybe you know what you need to do, but you don't know like how to start or where to start. That's probably where you've been, or maybe where you're at right now. But again, this is what you need to do to start to take massive action consistently. The first thing that I would encourage you to do is like look at your top 3 to 5 habits. Like when you've been at your best, what are the top 3 to 5 things that you are consistently doing when you're at your best? What are those? And then ask yourself, have I been doing those things over the past 30, 60, 90 days? If you haven't, you need to get back to basics. You need to get back to those key habits. And it's not just looking at all of the different habits that you could take on. You need to find that one thing, that one keystone habit. This is that one thing that when you do that, it makes everything else in your life easier or almost unnecessary. You really need to identify what is that keystone habit for you and focus all of your energy and attention into that. And once you have those habits laid out and defined, you need to understand habit loops and the power of consistency. You need to understand that there's a cue, there's the routine, and then there's the reward. So when you're trying to start new habits, look for the cues and also consider the rewards that will keep you taking action. You need to adopt this approach and this mentality of an endurance athlete, which is the power of consistency. You know, we're not as focused on the outcome and the result. We're focused on the process. We're focused on the things on a daily basis that can connect us and get us to that outcome. Once you have those habits defined, you need to track them. You need to track them on a consistent basis using a habit tracker. And that's ultimately what's going to give you accountability for your actions on a daily basis. And accountability is not a bad thing. It's actually the key to your success. Because if you give yourself accountability on those activities, you're going to be much more likely to follow through on them. If you follow through on them, that's when you ultimately get results. So you have your habits, you're tracking them. Once you're doing that, you really need to review your results on a weekly basis. You need to ask yourself on a Sunday, how did I do Monday through Saturday? How did I do on the key habits that I said that I need to do? And ultimately, not feel bad about the progress that you're not making if you're not making 100% progress. You need to start to experiment. You need to make adjustments every single week. If you do these things, you identify your top habits, you start to track them, you review and you adjust on a daily or a weekly basis, you are going to become much more consistent over the long term. And when you're consistent over the long term, that's when it translates into results in your business, in your career. So we have talked through time, energy, action, Another huge approach, another key framework for success comes down to your mindset. Again, when you have been at your absolute best, it's typically when your mindset is positive, growth-focused, and confident. You need to start to shift into a growth mindset in order to be successful. And it's okay if you're not there right now, because this could be your starting point. You could have some limiting beliefs or doubt your ability to be successful. You could have a hard time bouncing back from adversity. It's possible like you feel like you spend a lot of time trying to pump yourself up or trying to respond to the obstacles and the setbacks that pop up, because they are popping up on a daily basis. But you also might be spending too much time frustrated with the past or worried about the future. It could be the case that you have what is called a fixed mindset rather than a growth mindset. And it could be the case that you don't even really have a plan to improve it. That's okay if that's where you're at, but where you want to get to build an elite mindset is to shift into what is called a growth mindset and start to develop positive self-talk. One of the best books that you could ever read on this topic is called Mindset by Carol Dweck. She's a professor from Stanford, and they've studied all of the top athletes, people that have succeeded in the military. They've studied students and they've tracked them over time. And the number one indicator of the individuals who have been working through challenges, who have ultimately become successful, is those who have a growth mindset. This is where you believe your intelligence, your ability in any area, in your career, in sports, is all able to be improved with effort and time. And if you have this growth mindset, you're going to be more successful. You're going to be able to improve over time. You're going to be able to stick with it, and you're not going to shy away from any challenges that pop up. You need to have daily actions that help you to improve your growth mindset. If you don't really have habits that you're focused on that are going to improve your mindset, then how is your mindset going to improve? So when you have an elite mindset as well, you know exactly what you're going to do and what you're going to say when you experience adversity, where it's not that you try and avoid adversity completely. When you have an elite mindset, you almost program your mind for success, but you also anticipate obstacles, and then you also anticipate how you're going to overcome those obstacles with your mind, with your thoughts, with your words, and with your actions. That's what an elite mindset looks like in action. You're also not worried about all the things that are not in your control. You're focused on all of the things that are in your control. And you're focused not on how your actions, or I'm sorry, you are focused on how your actions in the present moment impact your future. There's this vision that we talked about at the beginning of where you want to be in the future. There's this mental approach and this training that is focused on the things that are in your control and the consistent daily actions that, if you do them on a daily basis consistently, they will get you to that outcome. So again, if you implement these five things this today, this week, this month, you are going to significantly improve your mindset. You're going to shift into a growth mindset, and that's going to make everything in your life easier. So we have talked about time, energy, action, mindset. The last one is your spirit. Okay, this is something that most people don't talk about, but every single world-class elite endurance athlete has a deep why. They have a deep purpose. They have something that to come back to when things get challenging. And this is where you have a clear sense of purpose, and that is what inspires you on a daily and a weekly basis. So let's talk about what that might look like right now. Because right now, you might be starting out, or you could be here, where you're just not feeling motivated on a daily basis. You might be spending a lot of time trying to get yourself pumped up by listening to motivational videos on YouTube or podcasts, or listening to Goggins, listening to Tony Robbins, listening to all of these like really inspiring people, but you know that that just kind of fades over time. And so you're listening to all of these different things to try and give you a boost, but you also just feel like you don't even know what your purpose is or what you should do about it. If you feel like you're lacking in this area, these are a few things that can definitely help you. This is where, when you are connected to your spirit, you really start to put your soul into what you're doing. And when you do that, you are going to be operating at a higher level than everybody else around you. So the first thing to do is to identify the things that you love, the things that you're good at, what you can get paid for, and what the world needs. And the intersection of this is ultimately your purpose. There's a term from the Japanese culture, which is called ikigai. And this is one of the exercises that they do to find your reason for being. When you start to connect all of these different areas, that's when you feel that strong sense of purpose. And once you go through that self-discovery and that exercise, you need to define what your current life's purpose is. Now, I said current life's purpose because I believe that your purpose at any period of time can change and it can evolve. And right now, your purpose might be trying to succeed as best as you can in your career to support your family. Maybe it's something outside of that. But you really want to start to define what your current life's purpose is so that you can do the next thing, which is connect your daily results and success to that purpose. And this is where the top performers in the world, they don't just think about their life's purpose once every year at the end of the year. They don't just think about it on their birthdays. This is a daily or a weekly activity. It's part of their routines. And so a big part of it in this next one is not just thinking about yourself and your own life's purpose. It's thinking about, how do the people around me benefit from this? How is what I'm doing inspiring and impacting other people? Because you really want to start to define who needs you to become your best. Because a lot of times we're willing to do more for other people than we will do for ourselves. So that's where defining the who as part of your purpose can be so important. And like I mentioned, this isn't just a once a year thing. This isn't a once a decade thing. This is a daily and a weekly routine. And again, if you do these things, this is where you can ascend to a higher level of performance than everybody else around you. Because the reality is, most people are going to be doing these things that everybody talks about. Morning routines, evening routines. But how many people have defined their purpose, connected their purpose to their daily activities, and set up a routine to review it? Very few people. I can almost guarantee that. So those are the five keys. I call this the team's framework for success. And it really comes down to time, mastering your time and feeling in absolute control, energy, starting every day energized by, you know, adopting that energy and that endurance. Also translating that into action and consistently taking action on the habits that matter most, and then channeling your growth and positive and confident mindset, and then ascending to an even higher level and getting that clear sense of purpose that inspires you. So I hope that this was extremely valuable. And it's something that I wanted to make this as actionable as possible for you by laying out and telling you exactly what you need to do. And I did mention at the beginning that there would be a couple of paths for you at the end of this. And that's where we're at, is I laid out exactly what you need to do to put these into action. So the first path that you can go down is you can start to take these things, take these what's, and start to figure out how you can do these on your own and start to experiment and put that into practice. Or the next thing, the second path, is booking a discovery call below with me, and I will coach you and we'll work together until you achieve high performance. I have already put all of these things into practice into my own life, and I've also helped all of my clients implement all of these things as well. And so this path, the second path, is clearly the fastest and it's the easiest path for you to get to high performance. And it's the one that I just want to encourage you to take, because the reality is, like, you are in such a stressful competitive job that you need every single thing that can help you gain an edge, help you gain an advantage. I know that there's people that are counting on you. I know that you you have the ability, you have the potential, and I would love to just have a conversation with you to talk about how we can take these five keys, take the team's framework, and implement it in your life to translate your potential into high performance. That's what I absolutely love. I love working with my clients, and I just view myself as a guide on their performance journeys. And so would love that for you. So again, would really encourage you to book a call to see if we would be a good fit to work together. I've got the link in the description. But if not, like, you can go back and rewatch this video, take notes, and come back to it. And really, like, my number one goal is to have you put this into action, because the only way that you are going to change your life is by taking action. So if you are still watching this and you made it to the end, I wanted to congratulate you and just say thank you for watching this and for being a part of the training. Also just kind of want your feedback. Let me know how this was for you. It ended up being a little bit longer than I thought it would be, but as we're just kind of closing it out, like, I really want you to take action and implement this into your life, because I really strongly believe that these are some of the five things that can drastically improve your life, help you reach your goals faster in less time, help you feel unstoppable, and just become the best version of yourself, which is ultimately why I'm here. So thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.